Being joined by Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas, getting ready for this district semifinal with walk on here on Thursday night. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. You finish off the regular season at 19-2. Want to kind of get your thoughts on what it's been like to coach this team throughout this season, putting together a fantastic regular season, and a year that I know you had some big question marks coming in when it came to personnel for this year.
Yeah, these guys have just done an outstanding job throughout the season to get to 19-2. Our goal is to win the conference and do those things, but I don't think if you talk to the coaches going into the year, I don't know if we were thinking we'd be 19-2. We sure glad we are, and that's a credit to our kids, just how hard they've worked, and very fortunate our assistant coaches do a great job as well, and just the development over the years, and we kind of got things going. Then Mason Ritter got hurt, so we had to kind of adjust because we lost that inside presence that we had, and then Gavin Bernard, who was starting at the five, he got hurt, so kind of down two centers. But just couldn't be more pleased for our kids. With that said, though, we know now everybody's 0-0, or in Waukon's case, they're 1-0 with a postseason win, and we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, and speaking of losing some of those guys to injury, it's given some other guys opportunities, like Jackson Mulder, picking up some starts here down the stretch. Evan Palmer getting into the action a whole lot more than he did earlier in the season, and there hasn't really been a ton of drop off either. So I have to imagine that's been pleasing to you and the staff to see those guys come in and contribute what they have.
Without a doubt, Jackson Muller is just such a hard worker and always ready and great IQ. So he comes in and gives us kind of that low post, presence. Still not the tallest guy on our team, but always knows what to do and very physical. And then with Evan playing some of the five between him and Sully Jansen allows us to really space the floor a little more and honestly play almost with five guards. And Evan's able to come off the dribble and create some things for himself and for others. And Sully, just his effort and toughness has been, I think, huge for us throughout the entire season.
So when it comes to this Thursday night district semifinal again against Waukon, as you mentioned, they're coming off of a 59-50 win over New Hampton back on Monday night to advance to this game on Thursday night. What's kind of the scouting report for these guys coming in below 500 here at 10-12 on the season?
Yeah, and watching them play, they played almost primarily man to man, and then they played almost all 1-3-1 zone against New Hampton. So today in practice, we'll be adjusting a little bit, what we're doing in preparation for Thursday of whether we see zone man. And for them, their kids play very hard. They haven't shot it great from three, but they do have some individuals that we're going to make sure that we, have to find. The Stegen kid is by far their best 3-point shooter percentage wise. So making sure we find him and then limiting them. I think they rebound very well. I think they're physical and aggressive, so we got to match that, and we got to win the toughness battle. I think that's going to be a huge key in this ball game.
How else have you kind of spent this last week preparing for this first postseason game, knowing that your last game was last Thursday night and you're going to go a whole week between games?
Yeah, last week with the weather, I told our guys when we went to practice on Monday of this week, they had a week off of practice. We practiced the Monday before, and then we didn't have school Wednesday, and then Friday had the early out with the weather. So our guys didn't have to practice much last week. So we got after it, especially Monday night. I just want to make sure it was a conditioning, and we worried about us not knowing who we'd play. So we really got back to some of the fundamentals, had a longer practice, which the guys were like, geez, we're practicing. But I just felt we needed to do that. And then, Tuesday is a long, not as long as Monday, but still pretty intense. And then for Wednesday, shorten it down, make sure we really go through walk-on stuff, make sure we have that down, get up a lot of shots, be ready. And then, I want us to be fresh and ready to play and hungry for tonight's game.
All right, and when it comes to attacking the postseason, whether it be against walk-on or if you're adv to advance to a team like North Fayette Valley and past that even, what are going to be the biggest keys? What are going to be biggest X factors for this team going into postseason play?
I think we have to keep guarding. I think that's been our key all year. And the reason we've been able to have the success we had is our ball pressure, our defensive intensity. We got to improve a little bit on our rebounding. I didn't think towards the end of the regular season gave up more offensive rebounds than we had been. So kind of focus back in on that. And that'll be a key, especially, walk on, like I said, physical. And if North Fayette were to win, or even if it's Olwine, Olwine week one of the season had a lot of offensive rebounds on us. So that's an area we know we got to limit that, and then just keep doing what we're doing on the defensive end. And hopefully we continue to shoot the ball well. I thought the last week and a half of the regular season, we really shot it well from three. And if we could continue that, just a huge boost for us to be able to score the ball in that manner.
All right, well, that's Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. Appreciate the time and best of luck here in the postseason.
Hey, appreciate the coverage, Jimmo.